You're listening to SBS News.
Telecommunications company Optus has confirmed that customer information has been compromised and it's launched an investigation into the breach. The telco says it immediately shut down the cyber attack and notified Australian Federal Police. Chief Executive Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin says she is devastated and sorry.
We understand that customers will be concerned, and while it's not all our customers that have been impacted, openness and transparency is what we believe is best. While it doesn't make for great headlines for Optus, it is in the best interest of our customers.
She describes the attack as sophisticated but would not disclose full details. The company says it first became aware of a breach through suspicious activity but did not directly inform customers, instead publishing the news online. Defence Minister Richard Marles says it is a difficult time for the company.
Right now, the focus is on Optus's customers, making sure that they get the best information, and the ACSC is working with Optus to make sure that that information is provided so that they can handle their affairs in the best possible way.
In a statement, the Office for Cybersecurity Minister Claire O'Neill says technical assistance is being provided and Australians need to strengthen their protections from online threats. But the opposition says the government needs to answer questions. Liberal leader Peter Dutton says this is possibly the largest data breach in Australia's history.
I think there are a lot of Australians who rely day to day on their internet connection, on their telephone obviously, and devices otherwise that they would be using in their homes. People may have shared passwords.
The breach relates to past and current customer data from as far back as 2017. It includes names, dates of birth, phone numbers and email addresses. Some customers have also had sensitive details exposed, like their home address, as well as license and passport numbers. However, Optus says payment details and account passwords have not been compromised. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's Delia Rickard says customers can take safe steps such as extra verification when completing bank transactions.
Cyber criminals are constantly looking for large databases of information, which means that anyone who holds large databases is at risk from them, unfortunately. It's a fact of modern life.
PwC security expert Rob DiPietro says it's estimated that 10 million customer records could have been affected.
I think what this breach highlights is that data is valuable. It's valuable to organisations. And it's also valuable for the cyber criminals that are looking to use this information for their own gain.
He warns identity details can be sold on the black market. Customers are being urged to monitor for any unusual activity relating to their bank accounts or notifications that their personal information has been changed. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.